The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
So from Daf Tes, when learning a Mirza Hashem text, you daf the inyonim of Sveike Bedikas. Sveikis in a Bedikas Chametz that was performed, meaning to say, a person checks his house for Chametz, he has to check thoroughly, and he has to check in every place, as we've learned in the last 7 Daf, he has to check every place that there's reasonable suspicion to Makom Shemakhnisim by Chametz. What happens if Bedika was performed, the person went through the house, but there's still Sveikis that maybe despite the Bedika, there's Chometz inside? That is the subject of discussion. Let's start with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Daf Tes Amud Aleph, "Choshen shemagiru chulda mibayis labayim mimokim lamokim." L'chayr, every Bedika isn't foolproof. In those days, there was much more animals that were present, that were able to bring food from place to place. The same way we see in the Sugis before, there were much more cracks in the floor, the walls, and the ceilings. The availability of animals that would be able to bring chometz mimakom lamakom is definitely more. Vafilo hachi, the Mishnah says, that we're not choishish, a person is biting his house, he did his best, maybe there's a chance that a chulda, an achbar, brought chometz into the house. No. The possibilities are limitless. Check the whole town. Quarantine the whole town. Put pesticides all over the whole town. What are you going to do? There's no way to be baidik. Chazal were only mechaivos to be baidik insofar that there's reasonable suspicion. The Gemara makes the obvious inference. The Mishnah is only saying that a person is not mechuyiv to dream up scenarios or look for possibilities. What happens if there was actually a chulda, an achbar in front of him? There was an animal. He saw a scurrying of an animal taking from the storehouse, from a place where there was bread, there was chametz, and going into the house. Obviously, stated on the Mishnah, we would be choshish. We're only not choshish because he didn't see it. Like the Gemara says, "Taimed deloy chazina deshogel, ho chazina deshogel chashina." Uboy bidika. And the Mishnah goes off into, the Gemara goes off into a whole discussion that maybe the animal, why say that the animal for sure brought the chametz in, maybe the animal ate it, a whole suga of ain't self in their body. The basic assumption of the Gemara is that if there's something in front of us that tells us that the bidika is not foolproof because chametz was taken into the house, then you're mechuyev to check again. What does it mean you're mechuyev to check again? Here we have an interesting machloikis on a Gemara. Later on, the Gemara says, person put away 9 pieces of bread. Person finished being by the chametz, he put away chametz. He put away 9 pieces of bread. He then checks, and he finds that there's 10 pieces of bread. The Gemara later on discusses the possibility that if, this halacha is brought in an Erechan Tov Lametez, that if he then found a different number of the pieces of chametz that he had put away, so the Gemara says that he could assume that if he found 10, it's not the 9 that he put away. If it's not the 9 he put away, he still has to look for those 9. The simple mashmoyos of the Gemara would be that he has to look specifically for those pieces of bread. The Yad Ephraim, one of the Gedolei Achronim from about 300 years ago, in Erechaim Tov Lametes, in the halachas of Sveikas B'dikas Chometz and Tov Lametes, the Yad Ephraim in Tov Lametes says a chiddush that he says it's not such a chiddush. He says the svara is mechayev that way. That if the house was checked, and it could happen to any of us, the house is checked, and then that night, 2 hours after the Bedikas Chametz, everybody sat down to eat their well-earned supper after Bedikas Chametz, 2 hours later, one of the kids finds in one of the closets, supposedly that were checked, finds a piece of Chametz. What do we do now? We checked. So if you forgot to check the closet, if it's just telling you that you didn't check that closet, so go back and check the closet. That means your bedikah wasn't finished. You stopped in the middle of the mitzvah. But let's say you know that you checked, it's in a place where you did check. So what happens now? You missed something, right? Does that mean if you know that you might have missed something, so you have to make sure to be thorough? But what happens if, as far as you're concerned, you check thoroughly, but you missed something? What happens now? The Yad Ephraim says that means that. Obviously, Chometz got him here somehow, somewhere. Checks the whole house again. The house is not Baduk anymore. A house where there's Chometz, despite the fact that there was a Bedikah, that means the house is not Baduk. The Tehillah LeDavid, who's one of the Gedolei Acharonim from about 150 years ago, about 150 years after the Yad Ephraim, says no. He says the Gemara that we just quoted, Hiniach Tetzel Matzah Yud, sounds like you have to look for those pieces of Chometz. It doesn't sound like the house loses its status as a Mokum Baduk. The house itself, it sounds like if you checked it to the best of your abilities, everybody could only try their hardest, if you checked it to the best of your abilities, you think you did a thorough job, the house is considered Baduk. You will Mekayim the Mitzvah Hasem the Rabban of Bedikas Chometz. There's no Brachal of Atala. Yotzi Dechevase. However, if there's a reason over here to assume that you didn't find the bread that you know was there, so it's not that you have to be buried at the house again. You have to look for those pieces of chametz. Rabbi Shtembuch Paskins La'alochin, his Chuvus van Hoggis, based on this machloikis, he says that if there's a closet specifically that, as far as you're concerned, you checked, and then later on somebody found chametz there, check that closet. Means is there's somewhat of a pshara between the shittas. The house, we don't say, loses its status as a mokum boduk, but the closet, which is a specific area, you could assume that you didn't check it well, something like that. So he says, check that closet. Me'ikra din, it sounds like he understands, like the Tehillah LeDavid, that we don't say that the B'dikas Chometz is null and void l'mafreya. It's called you didn't check for Chometz, or Mikan Labo at least, you're mechuyev to check the house again. An interesting parallel to this type of discussion is by Bedikas Teloim. Over there also by Bedikas Teloim, somebody has fruits, vegetables. If we're talking about something which is Becheskas, being infested, cauliflower, they say not to buy cauliflower. Strawberries today, they talk about a lot that it's Becheskas, blue raspberries. There are a few different types of things that they say are Becheskas, being infested. But what happens if something is not Becheskas? But occasionally there is. If it's Becheskas being infested, by the way, the key is to check for bugs in Deraisa. If we have something which is usually not infested, Midaraisa is a roi, Midarabonon, Chazal say that you could be Mavar, we don't falozik, we don't rely on a roi, and the Aloch is Yimukhiv to check it. Which is why in Eretz Yisrael, where a lot of things are, everybody has those little booklets that show you how to check some things. America, the range of things that have to be checked are less. The climate doesn't lend itself that much to infestation. It's very widespread and a lot of different things. But even in America, there are certain things which should be checked by somebody who's a medaktik. There's a halacha mufuresh machlekes of gedolei achronim. If somebody finds on a vegetable, he finds, let's say, on a big piece of something, he finds three or four bugs. The halacha is that since over here in this pile, lamashal, a person bought a store buys, it's usually negay by a store. A restaurant buys a big shipment of lettuce that was supposedly fresh and bug-free. They find 3-4 bugs. Once you find 3-4, that's halach of chazakis. So it's 3 times, 4 times. Something becomes muhtik, then you muhtik to check the whole vegetable. You're not allowed to eat it with a bichlal without checking. The question is, if we say that we find something, tells us that even that which was supposedly checked, let's take this a step further. What happens if somebody checked and then he finds 3-4 bugs? Again, we say that means that it wasn't checked. He did check. So what we say is, obviously, we say that the bedikah that he did check becomes null and void. Thereafter, he would not allowed to be eating that whole shipment of vegetables without another bedikah. L'chayrus, the same thing that we're discussing over here, Gabi Chometz, do we say that the house is mechuyev another bedikah? Over there we find an interesting machlokes gedolei achronim, which l'chayra ties in by us. The Taz over there in Yerudei, the halachos of bedikas talayim are in Siman Pei Dalet. The Taz is in Sifkot New Zayin, if anybody wants to see it. The Taz over there says that if somebody finds talayim on a dover shaloyim motzu talayim, it's something which is not mechuyev in bedikah. A type of vegetable, which is a fruit, let's say, which is usually not infested, you're not mechuyev to check it. You found, however, infestation, bug infestation, on that shipment, on that batch, whatever the case is. The Taz, Paskins, B'Shem Arshal, that if it's talayim, on something which is not normal, then we don't look at it that that batch is a normal infested batch. What we say is that the Tolayim, he calls it Me'alma Nofal. It's something that doesn't belong here. It's something that's from the outside. It does not create a status of Becheskes Metula that the person would have to check everything in the batch. He found the bugs, take out the bugs. But really, the vegetables are the same vegetables. They're Becheskes, not being Mesula. Again, if it's something which, once we find a bug, that tells us that Itaka is that way, it's not so partial that it's not infested, something which has a history of infestation, then we have to check. We're talking about something over here which is Ruba, Deruba, Deruba, not infested. However, he found, if he finds, the Taz says, that he does not have to check through the whole batch, because we look at it as a double mikra, it doesn't belong here. These are not bugs which are normally on this vegetable. The Chayk Yaakov, over there in Shulchan Aruch and Yerideh Peidal, argues, he says, Chazaka is Chazaka. We have Chazaka b'chola terekula. Chazaka always, Shats Adin, always creates a reality that whatever we find in three places, a short time is not supposed to be negeach, is not supposed to go crazy and gore somebody. If he does it three times, the halacha is, he's becheskes, he's going to be negeach. And so on and so forth, b'chola terekula. It's three times we found a bug in this batch that tells us this batch is mesula. That's the Chayk Yaakov's opinion. The Machloikis sounds to be the same Machloikis that we're saying over from the Tzilul Dovid and the Yad Ephraim. If someplace which shouldn't have chametz, it was checked, we know now that the house has a status of a Mokum Bodu. It should not have chametz in it. However, despite the fact that it was checked, again, we know that we checked that place. If it's just an indication you forgot to check that closet, go check that closet. But if we know that the house was checked and there shouldn't be chametz, despite that fact you found chametz, does the whole house have a din of a mokum shein abadis? Do you have to check it me'ikir adin? B'chayis to say machloikis, do we have to check all the vegetables that are b'cheskas not having bugs? Or do we say no? Now that we found bugs, it has a status of being a dover mesula, something with bugs. Now that the house had chametz, it has a din of a bias. It sounds like the same machloikis. The Mekor Chaim, which is a sefer on Hilchos Pesach, written by the Mechaber, the Chavos Das, and the Sivis, says over there in Tof Lamed Ches, brings the Loshen that the Taz B'Shei is obviously translating that the Musogim are the same. He brings the Loshen of the Taz, the Mashal, that being machmir by the bugs in the infestation, he brings that by chometz. He holds that the two are the same thing. Again, the achroinim in each place are not mitzayin to each other. Is there a mokum to be mechalik between the two dinim? L'chayim. What's the chilik? The chilik is somewhat of a lomdish chilik. Tosis in Dafyuram and Aleph, in the Bramatskul, Ol Bodak V'loyashkach, there's a question over there in Tosis which is discussed. Let's say a person saw, in one of the cases that we'll discuss in Mitzvah Shem, a person saw a chulta, saw a bug going in to a bayis, and he checked and he didn't find. He saw the achbar carrying a chomet, he checked and he didn't find the chomet. So there's a question over there, since we saw the Gemara brings a Tzushta, the Gemara brings a Dimyan, to Hilchus Tuma, where somebody saw something which was Tameh, being brought into a situation that was supposed to be Tor, the Gemara compares it, there's a halacha that there's a Vadois that created a Sufik, that there is Tumah here, so you have to check again, the question, you have to check again, do you assume automatically that it's a Mokum that's not checked? Tosfos says, what's the difference? If the guy checks, he checked. Checking the second time is not going to get better. Again, assuming that there was no incompetence or negligence, and the checking was a good checking. Taisha says, what should he do a second time? So the stifler points out a posh the Nakuda. Says, what do you mean, what should he do? Forget about whether he should check or not. If he's not capable of checking, or if he checked and he's not going to find the chometz, it's a hard house to check. But Lamaisa, since chometz was schlepped in by a creature into the house is not bothered, you can't be in the house on Pesach. Stifel says, we see from the Tosfos, Shtei Dor, that despite the fact that the Gemara is considering, the Gemara over there in Daf Yudam and Aleph, is considering this bias as a bias she'eni boduk, as mechuy v'dika, since you can't check it again, it doesn't become also to walk into the house. There's no halacha. There's a chiyuv, deraisa, derabonam. Discussed that in Daf Beis, Mr. Shem will discuss it in the next year. There's a chiyuv to be boidik the house. But if that chiyuv can't be carried out properly, it doesn't ask for the house. What do I want from this? I want from here a very basic concept. Do we say that a house that we think has chometz, and does the house become a dvar yisim? The din of bedikas chometz by nature is not a din in the person; it's a din in the house. I mean, say a person that doesn't have a rishus, there's not mechuyev in bedikas chometz. Bedikas chometz is not like the issur of not having chometz, where you're not allowed to have chometz. Even a person who doesn't have a house, but he's not allowed to have chometz that he owns. The chiyuv bedikas chometz means the place that a person has shlita over or bailus over. He's mechuyev to be bedik. It's a din in the house. The Gemara in Daf Dalet that we learned over the last week, the Gemara in Daf Dalet talks about a chiyuv masker and soicher. The Gemara compares the chiyuv bedikas chometz that a soicher, that a person is renting a house, since he's right now the door, the one who's living there, he's mechuyev to be bedik, same way he's mechuyev to put up a mezuzah. Putting up a mezuzah is a din. The house is mechuyev in mezuzah. It's a din in the bayis, not a din in the gavra. So to the din of bedikas chometz is not a din in the gavra. It's a din in the bayis. But we see what's interesting is the Steitler points out that the house itself doesn't become awesome. L'chayr, if the house is not checked, the house is awesome to live in on Pesach. No, shteitun ishtazer. Says over here in the Tais, it's not that way. The hagdora is that even though Chazal were mechayiv a din in the house to check, that din is a tosefes din onto one's personal obligation not to have chometz. A person is mechuyev to go into Pesach in a chometz-free state. He's not allowed to eat chometz. He's not allowed to have chometz. He's not allowed to have chometz bechlal under his ownership. So too, he's not allowed to have chometz in his house. But it's not a din that the house becomes also without chometz. What do I want from this? The question is, when we look at a vegetable, when we look at a yerek, and we say that kazal mechayim on something that has occasional infestation, do we look at the yerek that's infested as a chatich disur? Meaning, say, let's say we say the cauliflower can't be checked, and the rabbonim aser using cauliflower. Is cauliflower chaza? Well, no. Toiloy mechaza. One's not allowed to eat toiloy. Cauliflower is a vegetable. There's nothing wrong with eating vegetables. There's something wrong with eating toloy memenda. If you're going to eat a piece of cauliflower, you're going to eat bugs, and I'll eat the cauliflower. But the cauliflower is in and of itself a dvar yisur. There's an interesting kashdach. Right? We want to know, at kama that we make a bracha before bedikas chometz, because the maisa bedik itself is a maisa mitzvah. It's not just a way of making sure that we go into Pesach chometz free. But the mice of checking chometz is that mice chazal mechayiv us to take out the candle, bend down on our hands and knees, and check for chometz. It's a mice mitzvah. You only make a bracha when you're doing a mice mitzvah, not when you're doing something in order to facilitate thereafter being mekayim a mitzvah. If you have to do something that's only a hechsher mitzvah, you don't make a bracha on the hechsher mitzvah. It would seem that bedikas chometz is in and of itself a mice mitzvah. However, by bogs, checking for bugs, even though Chazal and Mechayev checking for bugs on something that has an occasional infestation, we don't make a bracha. There's no bracha of being boidik talon. What's the pshat? The pshat is because checking for the bugs is not a maisa mitzvah, because there's no din in the vegetable that has to be checked. There's a din, you're not allowed to eat bugs. If you don't want to eat bugs, make sure not to eat a vegetable that has bugs, or check it. But that's only facilitating not being oiv chalil on a lav vachilis talon. It's not a maisa mitzvah for itself. So again, the vegetable, hagam, that one is mechuyev to check it, but the vegetable itself that's not checked does not become a dvar iser. Does a house become a dvar iser? We're saying not. But it might be talking that the achronim are arguing on variations of this theme, that shayach to discuss a vegetable being a dvar iser since it's infested. And a mela, that's why they would hold that if it has three bugs, that turns the vegetable from being a kosher food into a non-kosher food. A vegetable, cauliflower, if it's infested, or anything that has three bugs, if it's becheskas to have three bugs, it becomes a chaticha di isura. If it becomes a chaticha di isura, then even if we say that those bugs are not supposed to be there, those bugs come from the outside, right now this food is awesome. Doesn't make a difference that the bugs came from, the bugs are unusual. Right now, there's three bugs here. The food is a dvar issa. You're not allowed to eat the food until you check it. Once you check and you don't find, then it becomes ois chatikah di isura. So it's possible that the machloikis achroinim by the bugs is one discussion. And when we're discussing legabe being boidika house or not being boidika house, where you found chometz despite the fact that it was checked, over there we could have a discussion on its own terms. How does Chazal look at a house that's any bodik? Is it a mokum isur? Is it awesome to live in the house? We're saying that's mufurish and it's not awesome to live in the house. But does Chazal look at it that if you were mevatel the chiyut by the chometz, that the house becomes somewhat of a mokum isur? You're not allowed to have in your possession a place which is not for sure chometz free? Or do we say no? You're not allowed to have chometz. The house has nothing wrong with it. So remember, if you check, you will mekayim your chiyuv to check. The fact that the mikra you found chometz doesn't do anything to the house. Because there's no din in the house that the house has to be checked. There's a din that you have to check your possessions to make sure that there's no chometz. So are you talking the discussion about chometz we have to deal with on its own terms? To define for ourselves how Chazal look at the takana b'dikas chometz, and the discussion about both free vegetables and fruit, we have to look at it in its own terms. How does Chazal define the chiyuv to check a vegetable that has occasional infestation? So mele, it's not muchrach. Again, we point out the mekorchaim of the nesivis is mechayiv both. But there are raisness where there are rais that way. The rais and the bugs are not mechayiv the b'dikas chometz. And the rayus that we would have by b'dikas chometz is not mechayus that the halacha would be different by the both, even though it sounds like the two nidoinim are the same. So this is some of the discussion. Again, there's a very basic point to point out over here. Rabbeinu David, as an aside, the Chiddush Rabbeinu David on Pesachim is a marvelous sefer. All Rishonim are marvelous, but there's something special. Rabbeinu David sometimes points out a hagdara, which normally only the achronim discuss. He's discusses his ideas more barichus than the other Sifri Rishonim. So very often there are chakiris and fundamental concepts that are discussed mufurish in Rabbeinu David in a way that in other sugyas we would only be able to be mechadish after learning Akroim. So it's a very lomdish sefer. Rabbeinu David says a very basic concept of Abedikas Chometz. He says that when we discuss the halachas, b'chol ha-Torah kula, the Torah says you're not letting in chelus, you're not letting dam, you're not letting bas v'chol, v'chazah, whatever the case is. Let's say there's a suffix. We know there's a klal of suffix deraisa l'chumra. Suffix derabana l'chumra. Suffix deraisa l'chumra, he says, it's not the pshat that when something is a suffix chelav, the Torah asked eating a suffix chelav. The Torah asked eating chelav. In order not to get into trouble, you might be eating chelav, even by a suffix, you might be manah. And that's why by derabanan, chazal were makel, because there's no iser on eating sveikis. There's an iser on eating chelev, and we understand, he says, according to many Rishonim, we understand that one is not like, one can't get into a situation where Cholila maybe is eating advarisa, therefore one is mechuyev to be mineh. However, it's also Rabbeinu David, by B'dikas Chometz, the etzem halacha of checking the house was being choshish, the halacha of Chazal, the institution of B'dikas Chometz, was on tzveikis, that the whole idea over here is to do something in a situation of a suffix. Person has a house. He doesn't know, okay, our houses before Pesach are not again because they need to be cleaned. But what happens after they're cleaned? Let's say we clean up the whole house from top to bottom. The house is sparkling. It's Pesach. It's been worked on by the Balabostas, by Noshim Tzitkani Tzitkani over the last 6 weeks. From Tu B'Shvat, from Asar B'Tavis. The house is clean. We, and you and I both know there's no chametz in this house. Still there's a chiyuv b'dikas chametz. Why? There's a chiyuv b'dikas chametz because there's a sofik. Chazal instituted a maisa of checking outside ha-sofik for chametz. That itself is the maisa mitzvah. So to talk about it's only a sofik, maybe it's derabonon because mederaisa, bitl ba'omusagi, bitl chametz, works with the rice, it's only Chazal that Mechayev Bedika. Maybe talk about Sofik Derabban Lukula. Sofik Derabban Lukula. The whole halacha, Rabbeinu David says, is a halacha of Sofik. To do something of a Sofik, where there is a Sofik of Chametz, to check for that Chametz. Mel doesn't pass to talk about Sofik Derabban Lukula. This concept we're going to develop in the next year, whether we could use the institutions that normally govern the halachas of Sveikis, Roiv, Chazoka, called the Parish Meruba Parish, a Maisa, Reisa, all the different halachas that normally define the Psakim of Sveikis, whether those Psakim are the same B'nai Chometz, or whether this last bit from Rabbeinu David, where the halacha itself is halacha of Sofik, is Mechayev us to take a whole fresh new look at how we deal with Sveikis of the B'nai Chometz.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halachic Services or Consultations, or to present a Shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.